I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The European Union wants to show Russia that business as usual cannot resume until Georgia's territorial integrity is restored. The EU has postponed renewing a big trade and economic arrangement. That postponement is in protest of the Russian army's carving out two regions from Georgia. The World's Jerry Hatton says the EU action was a consensus decision, the best that its leaders could agree on.
Leading up to today's meeting, some European heads of state were calling for sanctions against Russia. Those could have included barring Russia from some exclusive clubs, such as the G8 or the World Trade Organization. Britain had been pushing to postpone renewing a soon-to-expire political and trade agreement between Russia and Europe. Today, French President Nicolas Sarkozy announced that the EU would do just that.
Je peux dire que le consensus a été relativement facile à obtenir.
He said, I can say that reaching a consensus was relatively easy. We condemn unequivocally the disproportionate reaction of Russia, and we in Europe are mindful of our responsibility in maintaining a dialogue with our Russian neighbor. We are equally mindful of the expectations of the EU by Georgia, he said, and we will not disappoint them in providing financial, humanitarian, and economic aid. Europe's announcement comes at a delicate moment. Russia, the world's largest energy supplier, has said it would retaliate against any injury. That could mean reducing or cutting off natural gas and oil supplies to Europe. Hardest hit would be Germany. The EU's largest member gets 40% of its natural gas from Russia. Entering today's summit, German Chancellor Angela Merkel appeared to be taking those threats seriously. She said the wise path is to maintain the EU's relations with Russia.
I think there is a mutual community of common interests between us. So the German position is that we shouldn't break the lines of dialogue.
Some European diplomats are calling this approach constructive, but several new EU members, such as Poland, try to at least leave the door open to a deep freeze in Euro-Russian relations. Radoslaw Sikorski is Poland's foreign minister.
The holidays from history have ended. We now have to think about energy policy and energy relations with a country which has proven that it plays by different rules and is not converging with our rules, which is what we were hoping for. We have reached the cusp of history. We would all want to avoid some kind of Second Cold War. If we get it, I have no doubts who will win it.
That talk was tough, but given the more moderate consensus that emerged in Brussels today, it's unlikely the Russians will fret too much. Perhaps that's why today Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili, used a huge anti-Russia protest in Tbilisi to talk less about his international friends and more about his own people.
I'm very proud of my people because we have now basically all nations standing all over Georgia, holding their hands around the Russian checkpoints, all over the road, every major village, every major city, and this is nation united around the idea of freedom as never before. All different ethnic groups, all different political groups standing together saying, we will be free, we will prevail, we will never surrender.
There was some solace for Georgian leadership today. The EU announced more humanitarian aid to the country. It's also offered to contribute to an observer mission in South Ossetia to help keep the peace. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton.